Mr. President, dear colleagues, Thailand is both honored and pleasure to chair the Committee on the Enhancement on Cooperation and Assistance in 2023. The work of the committee emphasizes the importance of cooperation and assistance in the implementation of the Maiban Treaty. We welcome the cooperation and interaction that the committee has had with many of you and other stakeholders in this regard. I want also to thank my colleague on the committee, Algeria, Japan, and the Netherlands for all their constant support throughout this year. During our chairmanship, the committee had the opportunity to engage with a number of my affected state parties, including through the bilateral meetings together with the president and the three other committees. The discussion on the progress and challenges that the state parties have faced gave us a lot of idea on how to move forward to the fifth Liverpool conference. Likewise, the joint workshop organized by the Committee on Cooperative Compliance on Reporting providing another opportunity for the committee to share some key messages with state parties on the importance of submitting detailed information on their requirements for assistance, as well as on national financial commitments and also on the assistance provided to my affected states. During this year, we also had opportunity to promote the online reporting tool, the individualized approach, and the Cooperation and Assistance Fund. Regarding the individualized approach, it is a valuable opportunity for state parties to connect and in some case reconnect with various stakeholders on the matters of the ISM and the MSP. The discussion during the meetings focuses on how we could help state parties to overcome challenges they face. In this regard, we encourage more states to take advantage of this individualized approach. This year, we had opportunity to work with Senegal, and especially during this MSP, we also support Tajikistan, Turkey, and Somalia in planning and hosting such meeting. We commend these states for their strong national ownership and commitment to the convention. Mr. Shah, the committee also had the opportunity to draw observations from the information submitted by the state parties in their Article 7 reports on cooperation and assistance and submitted these preliminary observations to the ISM last June. Furthermore, the committee organized a panel discussion entitled Cooperation and Assistance and the Oslo Action Plan Towards Improved Cooperation and Assistance, with an aim to take stock of success and challenges since the fourth Liverpool conference. The discussion touched upon the innovative sources of funds, the plight of the state bodies nearing completion, and possibility of greater coordination among donors toward the fifth Liverpool conference and beyond. From the said panel discussion and all discussion we had over this year, it was clear that one of the greatest challenges faced by state body is the lack of national and financial resources. In this regard, and as chair during the thematic discussion on Monday, it is our firm belief that state parties would truly benefit from the establishment of national My Action platforms and in-country dialogue that greatly contributes to strengthening national ownership and the successful implementation of the convention. We look forward to working with states to support their effort in establishing national My Action platform. Likewise, state in positions to provide assistance should consider how to further coordinate the effort to ensure that the state bodies are in a position to implement their microlens and victim assistance can fulfill their commitment. Only a few states have reported on their efforts to coordinate their assistance. Discussion on how best to progress in this regard will be crucial in the lead up to the fifth Liverpool conference. Working together, or we just mentioned that clapping together, as demonstrated during the opening panel discussion, is critical if we are to see my affected states parties reach their deadlines in the next few years. Finally, this year, the committee also continues its work to further organize a pilot study visit through the Cooperation and Assistance Fund. There were some delays during the technical issues. However, we are on track now with a Nigerian colleague that already expressed their interest to undertake a study visit. The committee also worked on updating the term of reference for the Cooperation and Assistance Fund. State parties have a lot to learn from one another, and we hope that the Cooperation and Assistance Fund can facilitate this learning. Dear colleague, there were just some highlights of the committee activities through this year. It was a pleasure working together with the committee member as well as with other thematic committees of the convention. We welcome all the information shared by the state party on their cooperation and assistance effort. Given all the challenges we have faced on the road to the fifth Libya conference and to the new action plan, we have to be more innovative in strengthening cooperation and assistance to ensure that our progress is constant. We need stronger coordination with our thematic committees and so that the cooperation and assistance can better contribute to the implementation of other core obligations under the convention. Thailand looks forward to continuing our work with the state parties. Once again, I want to thank Algeria, Japan, and the Netherlands, as well as the ISU and our friend from the MAI community for all the support. And we also would like to thank you, Ambassador Goebel, for your kind leadership this year. I thank you.